Okay, folks, I'd like to take a seat. Hoping that Glenn Smith will be here. He came yesterday and played a little bit, but he hasn't been feeling very good, and I haven't heard from him. Have you heard from Glenn, Tom?
Is that right? No, he was up and about, but he said he wasn't feeling well.
So maybe Glenn will get here, but in the meantime, we've got Uncle Jimmy Costa. So I'm just going to turn it over to Jim for a while.
Well, let's see, I'm in one of these bizarre tunings, so I better play that. This one? All right. I think I'll play some Uncle Dave tunes, especially at this particular point, because I've got my banjo in one of these weird tunings. This is called, Never Make Love No More. Try that again. This morning I left the hotel, was about 9:30. I counted all the money in these pants pockets of mine. Well, my room rent was $9, my meals was that much more. Then I bid fare thee well to the keyhole in the door. City for to take a little stroll, I met a beautiful young gal just as green as a cotton bowl. Well, her face was fair and handsome, her cheeks was like the rose. I said, ain't you as pretty as the natural flower that grows? But she was very timid and backward, she wouldn't stop to talk with me. But she said, I thank you so much for complimenting me. Well, she had on a beautiful red dress, all neatly trimmed in blue. Well, her hair and her slippers, oh, they matched her complexion too. Streetcar for to take a little ride. So I sat right down beside her and I asked her to be my bride. But she said, I'm engaged to another. Oh, a story I'd heard before. I decided I'd live a bachelor's life and never make love no more. By thee. Now that was something of Uncle Dave's. I'll play a little bit of something here of an old fellow by the name of Genus Cottrell. He was from over in Clay County, West Virginia, and in 1968, I was going to school and rooming with a young fella, both the same age we were, and he lived about 8 miles from this fella. He lived at Procious, West Virginia, and he said, "Oh, I want you to meet this old fella that plays banjo, lives down my way and makes banjos and furniture and all." So I went over and spent a day with Genus Cottrell, and then I started running to him in the mid-70s at arts and crafts fairs and such. And he shared a record with a fellow by the name of French Carpenter, and this is one of the tunes that's on that record. I suggest, if you like old-time banjo, to get this. I think it's still available, but I'm not sure. Went to church the other day for to hear them preach and pray. Ought to hear that preacher plow that gospel plow. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Preacher said had to repent, so right down the aisle I went. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on. Wash my feet, my hands, and head. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Silas bound to jail, no one there to go their bail. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Then Paul and Silas begin to shout, jail broke open and they walked out. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on. Been to heaven, but I've been told it's a first class city and the streets are gold. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. I got my hand on the gospel plow and I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. Keep your hands on the plow and go right on. Hold on.
Yo, yo.
Where's Jerry? Did he probably left trying to find Glenn. Is he Is Scott here? No, I don't see Scott. Okay, here's Don't You Hear Jerusalem Moan. Preachers, can't you hear? Well, the Methodist preachers, you can tell where they go. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, he ought all the chickens that are big enough to crow. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, a Baptist preacher, you can tell him by his coat. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? He's got a bottle in his pocket that he can hardly tote. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Preacher always lives in the town. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, his neck's so stiff that he can't look around. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the hard shell preachers always tell you how they do. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Where they make their own tobacco and they drink their own brew. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the holy roller preacher says he sure am a sight. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, he gets the women rolling and he kick out the lights. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Camelite brother always sure am saved. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Always gotta be baptized every other day. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Episcopalians, no matter who they're with, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Where there's three or four gathered, there's bound to be a fifth. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Catholic priest, oh, you listen while I tell, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? You pay him $5 and he'll pray you out of hell. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, a Jewish rabbi's a busy old man. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? He's a packing them pickles just as quick as he can. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Hare Krishna, so I've been told. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, they gotta go to meet and wear a saffron robe. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Hindus won't eat beef at all. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? They're afeard, they're anon on the great grand mall. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now Oro climbed his tower tall. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Begging on the good Lord not for the call. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven man ringing in my soul. When my soul got free, don't you hear Jerusalem? Then the money come in by the bushel and the peck. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? He climbed down so quick he like to broke his neck. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul. And my soul got free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Boy.
And whoever that gentleman was that told me the two verses about Tammy Faye and Jimmy Swaggart, I wished he'd meet me after this, because I forgot. No, this isn't Uncle Dave's tune. This is a tune, I got it off of 78 of the Skillet Lickers. Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers, and then I just added about a half a dozen more verses. And I'm still adding them, and there again, this someone gave me a couple. One was pretty risque. I don't know if I could get away with the one on Jimmy Swaggart, but the Tammy Faye and Jim was really good, and I lost it, and I can't remember. I can't remember. I can't remember the how it rhymes. This is a song that Uncle Dave Macon wrote, and I called his Paranoid Song. He was a very popular gentleman at his time and age, and I think things finally got the best of him, and he snapped, and this is his song that he wrote for it. I used to play banjo, I'd pick it good and stout, but now I'm only rapping, but still broadcasting out. Oh, they're after me, they're after me, to capture me is everyone's desire. Oh, they're after me, they're after me, for I'm the individual they require. Had a big party in Washington, they didn't know how it'd be, but before that party was over, oh, they were inviting me. Oh, they're after me, they're after me, to capture me is everyone's desire. Oh, they're after me, they're after me, for I'm the individual they require. Talk about your money, you can talk about your prize, but what I like most, the ladies all treat me nice. So they're after me, they're after me, to capture me is everyone's desire. Oh, they're after me, they're after me, for I'm the individual they require. Comes out of his repertoire. When am I to adhere to that's what I want to know. They're probably downstairs and my foot's driving them out of their office. I rented a room in the bum hotel, a shame and a disgrace. I think I'm going to pack my trunk and move to another place. I've never seen the likes before since the day that I was born. Tramps came in all yesterday and a whole darn bunch this morn. There's an old maid lives upstairs and a dude that puts on airs. In number two, they fight like cats and dogs. Oh, down in number one, there's a fiddler and his son teaching two old gals to dance the clog. Sleeping, not dreaming of the chance, someone broke into my room and stole my coat and pants. Why, they even took the bedclothes and they snuck away like mice. And when I woke up from my dream, I was hit three times or twice. I was full of aches and pains, I called for help in vain. Someone heard me, thought there was a fight. Well, he broke right down the door, stole the carpets from the floor. I slept in a room without a bed that night. So hungry, I was tempted for to steal. I worked some for the landlord to get myself a meal. Well, he sent me to the kitchen, he said there'd be a feast. But when I saw the table, I'll be darned if I could eat. There was two tramps on the floor and a pig behind the door. In the corner sat a busy chicken coop. There was insects in the air and the butter had red hair. And the children, they were playing in the stew. Sounds like the cafeteria. The Bum Hotel.
Bum Hotel.
Hot dog. The Bum Hotel. This is one that, let's see, what did he call this? Of all names, the title was called From Earth to Heaven. Real mystical thing. That's as bad as Hammond's as what? The Child of the Earth and Moon of the Stars. Oh, wonderful title, fiddle tune. This particular piece Uncle Dave, we do know, wrote because he expresses his sentiments about the newfangled auto truck, and he was a teamster in his lifetime. He drove a pair of mules normally and a wagon and hauled freight from Murfreesboro, Tennessee to Woodbury, Tennessee. So this is what he wrote. This is kind of a his autobiography, his work autobiography. Let me see if I can remember how to start. I remember the year I began to haul. It was during the summertime. Back in those good old days, you could buy whiskey, beer, and wine. I used to go into every saloon. I'd take me up sometime. Well, there never was a night that I didn't go home. I was pulled to the end of the line. I've been a wagon in for over 20 years and living on the farm. Well, I bet $100 to a half a ginger cake I'll be here when the trucks is gone. Since the bone dry's come, oh, you can't find whiskey that's good. I done quit all of my drinking, I done gone to serving God. Well, I love to go to big meetings, and I'm gonna tell you why. Well, I love to pray and sing to God, sweet heaven, when I die. Been a wagon in for over 20 years and living on the farm. Well, I bet $100 to a half a ginger cake I'll be here when the trucks is gone. Truck runs quick and faster than the wagon and the steed. But for good muse and a Mitchell wagon is the safest, oh yes indeed. I'm on my way to heaven, boys, I'll tell you just how I feel. Well, I'd rather ride a wagon and go to heaven than to hell in an automobile. Been a wagon in for over 20 years and living on the farm. Well, I bet $100 to a half a ginger cake I'll be here and the truck is gone. Truck has a guiding wheel, oh, while I hold my lines. But when my feet and my body get cold, I'm walking half the time. I speak right to my power, Lord, they understand my call. And when I holler, they get right, for they know just how to walk. Been a wagon in for over 20 years and living on the farm. Well, I bet $100 to a half a ginger cake I'll be here and the truck is gone.
Glenn get here yet? Tommy, where's your guitar? Can you procure it quickly? Good. That'd be a good one for Tom to help me with. Yeah, we'll do that. I think I can remember it. What's that? Oh yeah, yeah. That's one. I don't know where he got it. If it's his. Where'd that pop go? Yeah, thank you, David. I'm going to tune to you if I'm not in tune. No, but I try it. Thomas, give me a C when you get yourself situated.
Seen that before.
Now these float and they'll work real well. Yeah. Old Plank Road. I don't know if we've ever done it, but I know you can get it.
It's a new one.
Rather be in Richmond, boys, and all hail and rain, than to be in Georgia, boy, wearing this ball and chain. Won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, won't get drunk no more, boys, you're down the old plank road. Well, I went down to Mobile for to work on the gravel train, but the very next time they heard from me, I had on the ball and chain. Won't get drunk no more. Treat me so. You caused me to wear this ball and chain, and now my ankle's sore. Won't get drunk no more. Won't get drunk no more. Won't get drunk no more. Boys, you're down the old plank road. My wife died Monday night, and Tuesday she was buried. Wednesday was my courting day, and Sunday I got married. Won't get drunk no more. Thank you. pretty girls look so well. Won't get drunk no more. Won't get drunk no more. Won't get drunk no more. Boys down the old plank road. I'm going on the mountain for to build me a scaffold high, so I can see my Tony gal as she goes riding by. Won't get drunk no more.
I'm going to try one I haven't played it very long called On the B&O Line, and I think we played it on Good Old Summertime. Follow that. Da-da-da-da-da-dee. Has that A in it. Let's try that. This thing, I've sung so much out at night, I'm probably not going to be able to hit the high note, but bear with me. Chickened out and went up to the top in the good old summertime, in the good old summertime, walking down that shady lane, oh, with that baby of mine, oh, heart to heart and hand to hand, life is a beautiful rhyme, go walking together and talk one another in the good old summertime. Here we go. there's a little bit left. I hate this. One more, okay. I'm going to play Pat Malone's Wake, a tune I learned off of Brooks Hardway up around the central part of West Virginia, up around Calhoun County. You may jump in it if you want to. You'll see it's not hard at all. Way down in Irish Town, everything was going down, and Pat Malone was pushed for ready cash. He on life insurance spent all his money to a cent. Then all of Pat's affairs, they went to smash. Then Pat's wife spoke up and said, "But now, Pat, if you were dead, oh, $20,000 we could make." So Pat lay down and tried to make out that he had died, until he smelled whiskey at his wake. Then old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and he raised up and he shouted from his bed, "If this wake goes on 1 minute, then the corpse, I must be in it. You'll have to get me drunk to keep me dead." So they gave the corpse a sup, afterwards they filled him up, and they laid him in his coffin with a prayer. But the driver of his cart said, "Be damned, I'll never start until I see that someone pays his fare." Then old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, and he raised up and he shouted in his coffin bed, "Sir, dare you doubt my credit, you'll regret you ever said it. Drive on or else the corpse will mash your head." So the funeral started out to the cemetery route. The widow, the neighbors did console, till they came to the base of old Patrick's resting place, and there they gently lowered him in his hole. But as plain as 1, 2, 3, then old Pat began to see where he'd forgot to reckon for his end. As the clods began to drop, he kicked off his coffin top, and to the earth he quickly did ascend. For old Pat Malone forgot that he was dead, as he quickly from his cemetery fled. He came so nigh gone under, 'twas a lucky thing by thunder that Pat Malone forgot that he was dead. Thank you all.
Thank you, Thomas. That was great.
Well, Glenn Smith was supposed to play some fiddle tunes today, but unfortunately Glenn's kind of sick. And I guess he's kind of laid up. So I've asked Clyde Davenport, I'm sure you've all met Clyde by now, to come up. And I don't know if Clyde, I know at these...